Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Coach Coco, and I love volleyball. So much so, my channel is full of tips, tricks, hacks, and anything you could ever need to know about volleyball. If you've been tuning into my podcast for a little bit, you might know that it is something that is extremely new to me, but it's something that I'm actually really enjoying. I love to talk. If you can tell by my videos, I love to talk. But I think it's a really good way for me to be able to engage with you guys on a different level and give you the opportunity to kind of get a different perspective of things going on. Today, I thought we would talk about something that's so important to volleyball that a lot of people don't talk about enough is how to deal with teammates. I have been in a lot of different situations in my life with teammates, with people playing on the team, with navigating teams, and some of them were positive and some of them were negative. And I think that I want to be able to give you both perspectives so that way you can understand, especially if it's a situation that you may be going through and you want to relate to, this episode is for you. Let's get right into it. So it is Monday, and it's Monday, May 3rd. And today is a really special day because I'm going to talk to you about teammates. Now, teammates, everybody has a different philosophy on what a team is. When you play volleyball, you're going to be playing on a team. It may be a team you've been playing with for a long time. It may be a team you don't even know. But one thing to remember about teams is that it is an experience, and not all teams are alike. There are some teams that are extremely positive. Those are the ones that I love. And there are some teams where not everybody has a great experience. But it is important that which team that you're on, you have the opportunity to not only grow as a player, but grow as a person. So first, let's talk about what it means to be on a team. So when you're playing on a volleyball team for the first time, one thing to remember is that everybody has a different philosophy on what team means, and everybody is a different person. I know that a lot of the times when you're entering a space of people who have been doing something similarly for a long time, you can kind of feel like the outside looking in, and it does feel that way. I felt that way when I first started playing for the first time and I knew no one. I felt like an outsider looking in, believe me. And because of that, I isolated myself and kind of waited for people to approach me rather than approaching them. And in turn, that made me look standoffish, even though I really wasn't trying to be. And I looked standoffish. People thought I had an attitude. People thought that I really wasn't here for it. And that's something that, looking back, I would change, because now I know that when people are trying to be open, oh, well, maybe she's going to be on the team for the first time, you have to really advocate for yourself and introduce yourself. And I didn't do that. I was shy, nervous, which a lot of you guys are. I stood back in the wings, and looking back, that may have not been the best first impression. So if I could go back and tell myself anything, I would tell myself to go back and actually introduce myself to people instead of kind of standing to the side, because when I stood to the side, little did I know, it gave a perception about me that wasn't true and took a long time for me to change. And because I had that perception about myself, it made it difficult for people to see me differently because I was so shy and standoffish. And you never know how people are going to perceive you and possible teammates are going to perceive you if you don't give them the chance to get to know you. So if you are especially new to playing the game of volleyball and new on a team, I highly suggest, even if you're really shy, to integrate yourself with one or two people and introduce yourself and really start to work your way in, because you never know how others see you, especially when you're entering a new space. Now, I know that's easier said than done, especially if you're new to the game and you've never played the game before. But one thing that you can do is just start one person at a time. You don't have to go to announce to the entire team, hey, my name's Ashley, talk to me. I'm not saying that you have to do anything like that, but maybe one person at a time where you're like, hey, my name is Ashley, I've never played before. What position do you play? Or, hey, my name's Ashley, I've never played before. When did you start playing? You know, one person can really make a difference, and you can really build a relationship with others by putting yourself out there. I know if you're listening to this, you might be like, Coco, you sound crazy. I'm not putting myself out there. You have to. I mean, it is really hard. It's harder said than done, but a little step can go a long way. I promise. I know it sounds crazy, but a little step can go a long way. So if you're meeting people for the first time, you've never met people, you've never played, you don't know what to do, you're in a new space, you don't know the coach, maybe you're even in a new school. Whoa. I know that sounds overwhelming, but whoa. It is a little bit overwhelming, but it's something that you can totally achieve. The first thing that you would have to do after advocating for yourself and introducing yourself is kind of finding how you fit in on the team. Now, usually, typically, people kind of separate into front row, back row. I see it happen all the time. And sometimes, unfortunately, things do happen when people do separate into players who've played before and new players. And if you find yourself in one of those situations where you're a new player and you're completely segregated from others, it is difficult to be able to do that situation. And we'll talk about how to talk to the coach about navigating that, because part of the coach's role is to make sure those situations don't happen. So sometimes people pair and group up by the position that they play. Outsides will hang out, middles will hang out, liberos will hang out. Sometimes a libero and setter will hang out. Things like that happen because you guys are learning similar skills. You guys are doing similar drills and you feel like you guys have things in common. But I really suggest that you get to know everybody, especially since the flow of the game in volleyball is to play with everyone. The better relationship you have with everyone, the better sometimes the game can be for you. I always tell my players that I'm training the outside and middle to have a great relationship with the setter. That's because when you have a great relationship with the setter not only knows how to set you, but they know how you sound when you're calling the ball. They can kind of feel your vibe, your energies line up. I think it's important to be able to have that situation so that way you guys can build a relationship on top of volleyball and really feel the vibe. Have you ever seen a volleyball team where you can tell that they're vibing together? They just flow so effortlessly. And you're like, wow, the ball is just, it's just floating through the air. That's what we want. We want to see the ball floating through the air. And we want to see a team that gels well, that you can tell they have chemistry. In order to do that, you have to bond with your team. And bonding with the team, it should be one of the priorities of practice, but it is a great way for you guys to increase your game. Because a team who looks like they've never played together, they look like complete strangers, they look like they don't even know each other, it's hard to win a game on skill alone. Chemistry has to be on point. Now, Coco, if I don't even know these people and I don't even know the teammates, how do I even get to know people? You're gonna have to try, I'm telling you. But if you are in one of those situations, which has happened to me before, where I was kind of segregated from everybody else, I was the teammate that was out one looking in, I felt kind of awkward, and I felt like it was hard to navigate that situation, feel free to talk to the coach and talk to them about being able to navigate that. It is important that your coach not only promotes a safe and healthy environment for you to play in, but a chance for you to get to know everybody. It is no fun, absolutely no fun, when you are trying your best to play, but teammates are being rude, mean, disrespectful, or you feel like it's not even something you want to do anymore. I read a quote a long time ago that said, "People don't quit jobs, people quit people." And that really does happen a lot when we were playing in team sports. There can be so much drama that happens on team sports, in school, in life in general. And one of the things my coach told me when I was younger was you have to leave all the drama at the door. And that means all of the negativity, all of the things going on outside of the court, all of that. And why would we want to have drama on the court? Why would you want to have beef with somebody in you're on your same team, matter of fact? And sometimes when your coach can be a good person to talk to about this, but sometimes your coach, maybe they're not. Maybe you feel like you've spoken to the coach and they haven't given you enough assistance, or you feel like you're not getting helped by them. I think that you should find a safe person in your life, whether that is a parent, a very close friend, to talk about it and get some kind of feedback so that way you can better understand the situation. And sometimes if you're having difficulty with a coach, and if you guys want me to make an episode about how to navigate difficulty with the coach, it is okay to go to the athletic director. So an athletic director is somebody who works at the school. And their job is to hire the coaches, to oversee the sports, to make sure everything is going copacetic, making sure everything is going well, making sure the athletes are taken care of, nobody's getting injured, making sure that you guys get to tournaments on time, make sure the gas is in the bus, all of that. And the athletic director makes sure that you are doing well. So if you feel like you're having an interesting situation with the coach and a situation where you feel like you're uncomfortable to talk to them about an issue, you can reach out to the athletic director and let them know, hey, Mrs. Johnson, I really wanted to speak with you about something that's going on my team. I just want some feedback and get some advice from you because I really don't know what's going on and I want to be able to play and do better, but I can't do that until I get more information and I need some help talking to my coach. An athletic director can be a great liaison to talk to your coach about things going on, and sometimes it can be a great mediator so that way you feel comfortable to do that. If you have a great relationship with your parents or a good relationship with your parents and you feel like you want to do that with your parents, they can more than happy to talk to the athletic director to solve the situation. I want volleyball in any sport you participate in, any school activity, for something that I want it to be something that you enjoy, that you can participate in, that you'll love. And if it's not, I want you to find a way that you can make it that way. And there is no room for hate, disrespect, people not being kind, any of that information, any of that in the sport or in general. So connecting with the resources around you to make it a better experience is a great thing to do. So I highly suggest that you kind of meet the people around you, athletic director, talking to your coach, finding somebody in your life that you trust, and talk to them about things that are going on your team. One of the things I hear often is when people tell me about their teammates are rude. Now, I have had my share of teammates who rubbed me the wrong way, or I rubbed them the wrong way, and we just didn't necessarily get along. One of the things that I always have to try to remember is that even if we don't get along as person to person, we have to get along as teammates. Because volleyball is a sport where you have to rely on others to not only do their job, but you have to do your job. And one of the things that can't get done is if we're not doing our job. I highly suggest that if you're having a peer mediation issue, to talk to your coach to sit in and kind of navigate that. Because think about it, if you are having an issue with the setter and the setter starts not intentionally setting you the ball, that is wrong. That is wrong and it shouldn't happen. Because think about it, who's really losing in that situation? The team is losing. You're losing the set and the setter's losing a valuable hitter. I think that all of those kind of issues need to be handled before you guys play in the game. And if you are having a social issue with a teammate, to make sure to talk to a coach, a family, a friend, and that way you can get some insight. Like I talked about, if you're having an issue with the coach, get some insight so that way you can better understand what's going on and navigate that. But sometimes it's really hard to talk to a person one-on-one because volleyball can sometimes have that drama where people are talking behind your back and all of those different situations that happen in middle and high school. And I'm going to tell you, it has no room for it. It has no room for it because, number one, nobody wants to be talked about. Nobody. I mean, I've been talked about on the volleyball court in multiple different times. It didn't feel good. It did not feel good. And I want you to remember that even if you feel like you have something to say, if it's not positive, please don't say it at all. I think that when you're playing on a team, you guys are teammates. You guys have to rely on each other in different ways. And it's really hard to rely on somebody that you can't trust. And it's really hard to rely on somebody who you feel like doesn't like you or has ill feelings for you. And without that proper communication, it's really hard to understand others. I think having that communication and being open with each other about things that are going on instead of talking to other teammates can really make the situations better. And I think that making sure that all teammates are included in team activities is important because sometimes I've seen teams go out and do team bonding activities, but some of the players aren't there. And that makes people feel bad if some of the team goes out for ice cream, but then two people aren't there. They don't feel included. And one of the things that happens in this technologically savvy world are group chats. When you have certain people on the team in a group chat together and other people aren't on the group chat, I think that's wrong. And that's somewhere where we can see things happening behind the scenes that can trickle onto the court. And we want to make sure that our team is somewhere that is positive, somewhere where people feel included, they want to play together. Because if you don't stick together, you all are really getting cheated. Really. And I think that there are great ways that you guys can bond together as a team. But the first and most important thing is having open communication and a safe space to share feelings and things and happenings throughout the team. Now, team bonding activities are really, really important when playing on a volleyball team, starting a volleyball team, or playing with your teammates. And this means that bonding outside of playing on the court. I want teams to be able to bond in a way where they get to know each other as people and not just as players. Because sometimes when we build the foundation of relationships, we can see that exponentially grow throughout in the game. So like going to the movies together, some of my teams, we had a barbecue at somebody's house. That was very fun and was very exciting to be able to do that. Hanging out at school. Just creating opportunity for social settings where you're not playing volleyball, but you are getting to know each other. But remembering, like I said in the previous the previous clip is that you want to make sure that everybody is involved. So if there is a team bonding activity that everybody can't go to, make sure having a follow-up so those who couldn't make it to the original still have the opportunity to bond. Because in middle school and high school, you know, sometimes things get clicky. And this is one of those things that we don't want to be clicky. And we don't want people to click off. And I know naturally people tend to gravitate towards each other. And that just tends to happen. But we want to make sure that we're giving everybody the opportunity to get to know each other. Because a lot of the times when people tend to talk about each other, it's based on assumption. Because we don't have the full story and full information. So rather than not have full information on somebody and getting to know somebody, create those situations where you can do so. And I've seen questions on my channel multiple times about how do you talk to your coach about creating team bonding activities? How do you find ways to bond with your teammates? I think right now, especially with what's going on in the world, it's really difficult to be able to do that. Number one, because you guys' seasons are changing and now a lot of you guys aren't even playing at this point. I think there are great ways to be able to do that by maintaining through group chats, following each other on TikTok, you know, just small things. I know that you guys really aren't into Facebook because that's an older thing, but, you know, creating a group where you guys can interact and making sure to check on each other every once in a while. Whether that be the team captain, it's their responsibility to say, hey, how's everybody doing? I just want to check on everybody. That could be really nice to hear from somebody every once in a while. So maybe the team captain and co-captain can be the ones to brainstorm different team bonding activities and then present it to the coach. Or if you don't have a team captain or co-captain, maybe you can get together some others to brainstorm some ideas and then bring it to the coach. I think that shows initiative and that shows the coach that you really value your time on the team and you want to get to know your teammates better. And what better way than to spend time together? And I think that by spending time together, it will open up that communication. So that way, some of the things that could be muddy can really clear up and bring you guys closer together. I think volleyball is a great way for you to not only build your friendships, get to know other people, but really learn more about yourself, how you interact with others, and get physically fit at the same time. In conclusion, I think that team bonding is really, really important. And I think that if you are entering a situation where you've never played before and you don't really know anybody and you really want to know more about your teammates, your coach, all of that, to remember that you can't get to know people unless you really try. That means you can't really be a part of something if you don't try to be a part of it. And I know that's easier said than done. Believe me, I've been the outside looking in. But like I said, if I could go back, I would not be as standoffish and I would have given people more of an opportunity to get to know me rather than assuming they didn't want to get to know me. And even if, you know, I can't change anything about it now, but all I can do is try to give you the advice that I would have wanted to hear then. And hopefully you do something about it. I want you to have the best experience in volleyball, and I want you to be able to grow not only in your game, but in your communication, build friendships, and have the greatest experience that you can. And if I can do anything, I can give you the best advice that I can give you. Secondly, remember that your coach is there for you, and your coach is someone that you can speak to about different issues that are going on the court and help you navigate different situations, especially since your coach is somebody who coordinates a lot of the practices, coordinates your games, and makes sure that the team flow is kind of going appropriately. But sometimes not all of us are lucky enough to have a coach that really can do all of those things appropriately. And sometimes we have to look at somebody else for guidance. And that person that you can look to is a close family member and friend to get some feedback. But if you need to escalate it and take it higher, you might have to go to your school's athletic director. And that's somebody who is not only in charge of the coach, but in charge of all the sport happenings and making sure all the sports run smoothly. And lastly, we talked about the importance of building that team relationship. Man, I'm telling you, I have seen such beautiful teams that pair together sheerly off the fact that their flow was just effortless, just beautiful effort. And I want you to be able to have that effortless flow. And to be able to have that, you have to get to know each other on a deeper level outside of the game. So don't click off into group chats and don't talk about each other behind each other's back. Open up that communication and be authentic. Be the realistic you, because people can't get to know you if you aren't the realistic you. As always, you are always welcome to send me a message on the podcast so I can include it and answer the question for you. Feel free to donate and support the podcast so I can keep doing these volleyball things for you. I want to be able to bring you and provide you guys with so many volleyball resources, and I only can do that with your support. So if you feel like you want to donate to this podcast or anything else, check the podcast bio or go to my website at www.cocovolley.com. I will see you guys next week, and think about a way this week you can be authentic with your team. Bye now.